fear is that they're only going to get worse. When we look back every year, we know that they do tend to get worse. We get closer to the end of the year and into the beginning of the new year. It's simply not good enough. And our health service is in crisis. There's no doubt about that. It's not good enough for the patients. And it's not good enough for those working there. I've seen it myself. I've had some recent first-hand experience of it with people there. Indeed, a number of months ago, I was there myself. And it's a terrible working environment for those that are working in the environment. And there's very little or no dignity for patients in the setting either. Now, and it's not that those there can do anything about it, frontline staff, because, as I've said, they are doing their best. And in a very poor working environment, you know.
This is going on against the backdrop of the Health Minister, Jennifer Carl McNeill, opening a new facility in Limerick today. But at the same time, there are 100 patients waiting on trolleys there. There was also well-publicised media events at Sligo University Hospital in the not-too-distant past as well. Do you feel that the government in any shape or form are getting to terms with this pandemic at this stage?
Unfortunately, it would appear not, John. And anybody who goes in there or anybody who's in that environment, be somebody working in it or a patient, they will tell you that, you know. I don't see it working. I don't see what the government is doing working. And it's not what there's enough money to be thrown at, you would imagine. I mean, the HSE budget is colossal. But you have to have quite as wrong. And we need more frontline staff. We need to do much more to recruit. There are a number of factors here, I suppose, in retaining staff. Like you know, and I know, and everybody knows, dozens, I suppose, of healthcare professionals who have left the country and who are leaving the country. And you can't blame them. I don't blame them. I have a friend I know who returned on holiday, and they said under no circumstances would they work in the healthcare system in Ireland.
And finally, all this is eradicating, you would feel, the public confidence in the HSE, in hospitals to carry out routine operations. People are hearing these figures and they're deciding to postpone what could be very urgent hospital visits.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that is a great pity. That is a great pity. I think we need to see the HSE broken up more into more regions, something that's more manageable. The big problem with the HSE, in my view, is that it's not manageable.